This will be Barry Dan O'Sullivan looking up at the clock. It says 30 seconds left of injury time. Put Paddy Clifford once more. He's gone inside the Mayo half now. What can he do with it here? Give it to Shawnee O'Shea. They're 45 metres out. Their turn pass comes from Diarmuid O'Connor. Shawnee will try to get inside, get the angle, get an area of the pitch. Now Clifford, one side of the field to the other. He'll look up at the post.
Yes.
Oh, yes it is.
A brilliant score.
And if you're looking for something special, it has to come from a special player to the delight of the Kerry supporters. Started one into the field to the second. David Clifford has made it 16 points to 15
in favour
of Kerry. And it's all over.
Great score by David Clifford.
And the biggest applause comes at the end of the game, Ambrose.
Yeah. It was a great score from a big man, like you said. Fifth point of the game. What a time to get it. At the death, 73 minutes on the clock.
All the young people surrounded straight away. They're jumping out over the railing. What an end. Probably the most exciting part of the game was the last kick.
There you go. That's Tim Moynihan and Ambrose Donovan on Saturday night in Ulster. That park in Tralee under lights, a full house. And Tim, that was some score to cap off the game and get a vital win for Kerry in the National League.
Yeah, a vital win, Jerry, and it went right, as you said, right to the death. It was a 73 minutes and 9 seconds on the clock, and then something special. But the game probably didn't live up to its billing, Jerry. You know, we're always going to have a big crowd or a packed house, and it was Kerry versus Mayo. These games under lights or something else, Sissy, on a Saturday night in January, February. But on the same token, it was like both teams were just playing cat and mouse all evening. But you have to admire the resilience of Mayo. They were still wanting, I suppose, 3 or 4 players to come back to, you know, to take them to championship level, but slowly they're going about their business, and they'll probably feel disheartened if they didn't get something out of the game. But you know, there was a lot of like about Kerry as well, that you know, Kerry didn't panic. Our full back line, I thought, were outstanding. Fellas like Dylan Casey, you know, setting nice into that cornerback's jersey. Killian Burke was on everybody's lips coming off the you know, coming out of Austin Stack Park on Saturday night, saying, no, he may not have been putting up the scores that other players are, but the work rate and, you know, the confidence and the skill level of this guy, I'm sure he'll be fighting for that wing forwards jersey come championship. But look, overall, Jack will be looking. It's all about getting the result now and getting another 2 points, because you didn't want to be heading to Dublin next weekend or next Saturday night looking for points, because the rivalry, I'm sure that'll be the next big billing. But overall, I suppose Jack, he won't be happy with, you know, parts of that first half, Jerry, but he'd definitely be happy with the result and bagging those 2 points.
Yeah, and the important thing, I suppose, it was an examination and a thorough examination. And if you are in a situation where you need a win, you're in the dying seconds, you find a way to win. It's early days, but that's kind of what they'll need to do if they're to do well in the championship, because they will be in games similar come June, July.
Absolutely, Jerry, you nailed it on the head there, that you're going to sometimes, for want of a better word, you're going to have to win dirty. You're not going to come out and blow teams off the park, and you know, it's a learning curve for guys getting together. It's a new season, and you know, I didn't see too much wrong with Kerry the last night. You know, they didn't probably create too many goal scoring opportunities, and that, you know, Jack raised that after in the post-match interview, and he said, and you know, you can go back and you can work on those, and that's what makes you better as an individual and collectively. But look, the panel is coming along nicely, and hopefully the medium term to long term injuries, you know, you're well into it now, hopefully those players will come back as well. And there was another game under the belt for Joe O'Connor in the middle of the field with Diarmuid O'Connor, and you know, that middle diamond is so important. And could we see Tom Sullivan playing the half back line come championship? He normally operates out of the cornerback position, but now the Dylan Casey, the luxury of having somebody that strong, will you know, give further strength to the half back line. So and it's all about the panel as well. You saw him rolling guys off the bench the last night, getting their, you know, their piece, because it's so condensed. Does Jack want to win the National League? Maybe not, but he wants to be, you know, up there to the final days, because I know they're going away taking the Norm trip as their pre-championship for the warm weather training. So I think there's a structure in place, Jerry, and guys are learning a lot about one another, and I think overall, you know, he'd be quite happy with that.
He certainly will. Tim, final word. Look, it's very hard to think of anything else this morning than the passing of Michael O'Regan. You met him recently at the Kerry Association night.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity, Jerry. Look, he struck it off so well, the two of you, no different to previous presenters of Kerry today. I think the whole county, come that time of 9:30 on a Friday morning, there was only one station they were looking for, and that was the voice, the banter, the understanding you have and the respect for one another. But you knew, somebody said it earlier, you knew when to have a bit of humour and you knew the seriousness of it. And the one thing about Michael, and I've learned over the years, he wanted to tell the story, and you know, there was a lot of barriers with, you know, cheap shots and what have you, but he always wanted to get it balanced, and he was so intelligent. He, I suppose, a giant in Irish journalism. But outside of that, and that night, if I can just relate to it for a moment, we obviously that Laker Keary Award for that we were so fortunate to get, myself and Ambrose O'Donovan. You know, that night we were above, and Michael was doing MC, and I suppose the red carpet was out, a big applause was needed, and a standing ovation as far as he's concerned when the two Kerry boys walk into the room. But the thing is, the two Kerry boys were sitting down when he was giving us such a build up, and then the laugh came. But Michael handled it so well on stage, a true pro. And I tell you, Jerry, he always had our back as well. I see, you know, at times we wouldn't get a universal approval, yeah. Might be a bit biased, but he always had our back on Twitter. But an amazing man, a Kerry treasure, Jerry, is lost. And I suppose the most unique thing of all was his voice. He's this fabulous voice, a radio voice, and outside of that, he knew what he was about. And as I said in my tweets, Jerry, he knew as much, I suppose, about football as he did politics, but he never kept his eye, if you pardon the pun, he never kept his eye off the ball. And an amazing man. And I tell you, he was a colleague of ours, he was a friend of ours, and I think the county is in a worse place this morning with the loss of the great man himself.
Yep, certainly is, Tim. Thanks very much for those kind words and for the coverage on Saturday night. That's Tim Moynihan there with us on the line.